Started at 08 North West London, Tuesday, 17th of Teves, 21st of December. Rabbi Menachem Lieberman, can one ask a cotton to open the fridge if the light was left on? This week's Torah has been sponsored jointly by Family Blachman Le'ilah Nishmas, Rav Moshe David Ben Rav Avraham Chanuch Waldman, and also Simchas and the son of Spencer Lofer and Adina Shaya took place yesterday. Yerotzen Shivnu Bayis Ne'mon B'Yisrael L'Shem V'Lisilo.
Good morning, everybody. Rishus. As the introduction was, this is the Shaila, which can happen often, especially when one goes away on holiday. You have the fridge and they keep the light on, and either accidentally you forgot to take the light out, or you try to stick the switch with sticky tape from before Shabbos and it became loose in the middle of Shabbos. And really, you realize when you open the fridge, the light is going to go on. Can you tell a child to open the fridge? So let's go slowly and discuss the various points, which could be a problem. Problem number one is, just like the Zeisa of Amira La'akum, you're not allowed to tell a child to do a melacha for you on Shabbos. The same thing applies by telling a child, you mustn't tell a child to do a melacha for you on Shabbos. That's one point. Second point is, which is written an extension of the first point is, even if you don't tell a child, you don't tell a goy to do a melacha for you, but you see he's doing a melacha for you, for your benefit, you didn't tell him to do it, you have to be moicha. And say, stop it. And that's halacha is mentioned in Shin Lamed Daled. It shouldn't happen if chas v'shalom, there's a fire in the house. And a goy comes, and you're out of his own accord, and he puts the fire out. We're talking about when it's not bikoach nefesh at all, so we can't apply it. And nowadays it could be bikoach nefesh with all the electrical wires which could catch fire. But there it says, "La'alochar in Shin Lamed Daled, ein Yehudi shebo lechavos, ein tzarech limchos." You don't have to stop him. Avol katan shebo lechavos, tzarech limchos beyodei. A child, you have to stop. Why do you not have to object? By a goy, you can let him put out your fire. And a katan, you do have to be moicha. Because a goy, brings the Mishabura from the Gemara, a goy doesn't do it for the sake of the Yid. He knows he's going to get something back from the Yid. He's adalta d'nafsha of Ka'avid. He's not doing it for himself. He's not doing it for you. He's doing it for himself. If he does it for himself, that's fine. A katan doesn't have the seichel for that. A katan is definitely doing it. He's doing it for his father. He knows his father wants it. So this is an extension of the Issa of Amira La'akum. Even if I don't tell him, but if a goy does something, he knows he's doing it for you, you have to tell him, please don't do it. If he wants to put a light on for you in the room, and you want to, he knows you want to benefit from the light, you have to tell him, no, you're not allowed to put a light on for me. He does it for himself as well. Something.
Pardon?
No, if the job before he does it, before he puts once it's on, it's on. Then you have to go out the room, perhaps. If you couldn't have had, that's a problem of Hanoah. That's the next stage. If you know him, he knows your habits, and he sees it gets dark in the house, and he puts it on for the Yisrael. Then you have to stay stop. You have to say, don't put it on. But the only reason by the fire because he does it without the nafshik of it. So that is another point to be done. Do we have to be moicha if the child, even if I didn't tell the child, but if the child knows that the opening of the fridge is the father wants, the father's going to benefit, that's what the father really wants, even without telling him, could be a problem. They have to stop him doing it. We'll go back to point by point later on. I just want to now lay out all the possibilities which could do. That's these two problems are applicable both by telling a goy to open the fridge when the light is automatically gone, and both by a child. Amir elakum and hanas, and when a goy is doing a not so hanas so much, but when a goy is doing a malacha for you, the chiv mechor when a goy or a child does a malacha for you. Those are the two points which are negated both by a goy and by a child. When you're coming to a child, coming over to a child doing malacha, there's an additional problem. There's a problem of safinon lakotn biyadayim. We have three places in the Torah where the Torah writes that lo sachilim bashrotzim. You mustn't give the children to eat shrotzim. Kol nefesh mikem l'seichal dam. You mustn't let them eat dam. Tumas koyne pashas emo. It says lahazi gadolim al haktanim. So the Gemara has a whole shaila on these things, whether cotton oichal neveilos, if bezdin mitzuvim lafrisho. If we see a cotton doing something in Israel, do we have to stop him? Maskor of the Gemara is we don't have to stop him. So the Gemara asks, all from all these psukim, how come it says leisoichlu bashrotzim, the nefesh came leisoichal dam, by Thomas Koinim it says lahasi gadolim al katanim. Answers the Gemara, these three psukim are telling us we are not allowed to give the child an issa with our hands. If he does something by himself, ein bezdin mitzuvim lafrisha, we're not mechuyev to should do it too often because of chinuch. But let's put that at the side. But mitzad chiyuv, his chiyuv, we're not mechuyev. But we are not allowed to put an issa in his hand. Which means either you're not allowed to give him something to eat, which is osa, you can't give him to eat, which is osa. And you can't even, anything not after eating, you can't even tell him to do something which is osa. So besides the issa which we said, let's say you mustn't tell a child to open the fridge, if it's going to, if light is going to go on, there's another problem of, it's like putting an issa in his hand, telling him to open the fridge, which inevitably the light is going to go on. It's not grommet, it's psikresha. It's mamish psikresha. It's not even, it's quite useful, sometimes the light is quite useful as well to see. And very interesting. You can't even give him to play. A dog asks him to play in case he'll come to eat, accidentally come to eat. You can give him a grasshopper or something to eat in case he'll come to eat it. The Mishabura says in Hilchas Sukkah, just an example like that. Example that a cotton who doesn't need his mother anymore. At the age of a boy, 5 or 6. It's chayv b'sukkah. So in the Shabura, it's also for the parents to give him breakfast outside the sukkah. Even somebody who's not the father. Because that's called safinan b'yadayim. But that's actually only feeding a child or telling him to eat. You can't tell a child to eat who's 5 or 6. If you haven't got the sukkah in the garden, it's hard to get to the sukkah. You can't tell him, eat here. I'm giving an issa b'yadayim. He's mechoyev to sit in the sukkah. So the Shatzin says, but if you just put the food in front of him and he eats it by himself, that's not called safina b'yadayim. But because of machmas chinuch, the father should still be mechoyev to see that he shouldn't eat outside the sukkah. Some of you might remember, there was a great Talmud Chacham who used to come sometimes to London called Reb Aaron Yaffin. He was the son of... From Nevadika. I think his father was Rabbi Avraham Yaffin. So he lived in Yerushalayim. So he was once talking to a group of Talmid Chachamim in Yerushalayim, and he said in Yerushalayim, you know, some of them build on the sukkahs, very small sukkahs. So there's not enough room to sleep for him and for his son. So he was dashing away. He says, I can't tell my son to go to bed in his house. Safina lebi yadayim. I'm telling him to sleep outside the sukkah. He's already 6 or 7. He can sleep outside the sukkah. I'm not allowed to tell him to sleep in the house. So I tell him to sleep in the sukkah. For me, there's no room. So he was going so fast to say it's more important to put the child into the sukkah and not tell the child to go to bed. Children normally need to be told to go to bed. So you're telling a child, go to bed, safina le biyadayim. If there's room in the sukkah, you should sleep in the sukkah. By the time when it's his time to go to bed, there's no room in the sukkah anymore. That was his chumrah. So this is there is definitely an issa of when it comes to giving a child a davar asur is the same thing, or telling a child to do asur is the same category as safina levi adai. The Rashba and the Ram say that if the child needs this thing, then something which is only asur midrabbanon, then you can give it be adai. Shulchan Aruch is not so, doesn't bring this Rashba, and is more machmir. So therefore we only rely on the Rashba when there's more than a big tzirif, when there's a tzirif with it as well. And that's point number three. And there's another point number four, which a child, so we have two points we compare. We said the same is sort of telling a child to open the fridge would be almost equivalent as asking a goy to open the fridge, just to chaz over those again, because one is mitzad amira la child, they're equal. And similarly, even if a goy does a malacha, which he knows he's doing it for you, and he's doing it for your sake, your benefiting is also goes into the included in the isra amira la akum, and that lachayra would also be by a child who does a malacha for you, and he knows he's doing it for you, that would also be a problem as well. Besides those two problems, we added there's an additional problem of telling a child, any child, to do an issa. It doesn't have to be your child. You mustn't give a child an issa in his hands. And that doesn't only mean you can't give a piece of tray for food in the hands. It means you can't tell him to do a malacha, which is asa. No, perhaps that's that he might not do it then. That's not safina biyadayim. Like we say in the chasuk, if you put it in front of him and you don't tell him to eat, it's only actually when your mamash. That's not safina biyadayim. Safina biyadayim is only actually, like you say, you take the food, you tell him to do something.
So
as you can. That wouldn't be the issue of perhaps of safina biyadayim. That would take away the safina lay biyadayim. Could be, because like the Mishnah Berurah says that even if you put food in front of him. Yeah, you don't tell him to eat. Yeah, and by the sukkah, says the Mishmur, says it's not a problem of the safina levidai. That can't be more than remiza if you put the food in front of him and you're just not saying anything.
Put it in front of him because he wants to eat it.
Exactly. So that's equivalent to your remiza, and still you're allowed to do it. So that proves your point. You could be right that remiza might be allowed by safina levidai. Now there's a fourth point. That's a chiddush, which some Rishonim learn, that just like it says in the Torah, Leisasa kol malacha ato, we say it with Kiddush every morning, ato bincha bitecha. What's meant ato bincha bitecha? You're not allowed to malacha, your children, okay, we know this is a shvisus behemoth, if you own animals, your animals mustn't work on Shabbos. But if you have children, you want a shech, if there's children of a mitzvah, they have to keep the Shabbos mitzvah their own yisurim. So what children are we talking about? Younger children. So Shteitah in Echinach brings it down that a father is mechuyev to see that his children should not do a malacha for his sake. So that's an additional love by one's own child. Safina biyadayim is by any children. No difference. You're not allowed to give. And I'm not allowed to tell my child to sleep outside the sukkah. I can't tell somebody else's child to sleep outside the sukkah. Safina biyadayim has nothing to do with my child. It's a godless mechuyev not to give a katan issa biyadayim. But now there could be a new problem. And that problem is, another shayla is, by Shabbos. Leisasa kol malacha ato avincha v'techa is meduyik taka from the Rambam, cheshbonis in the Rambam. We have a few minutes to explain where we see it from the Rambam, and other Rishonim have learned that is an issa deraisa for a father to make sure that his child is not doing a malacha for him. even if he doesn't tell him to do it, but if the son is doing it for the father's benefit, the father is over the isa of a lav. You have to make sure that your child does not do a malacha for you. If he does it for himself, it doesn't matter. Like an animal does a malacha, eats grass for itself, there's no shvisas behemah either. When is the malacha of shvisas behemah? When it's doing a malacha for you, it's your benefiting, it's cutting something, doing something for you, carrying a load for you. So similarly, the malacha of shvisas bincha is only when the child is doing a malacha for you. Pardon? Besides chinuch, this is all besides chinuch. Yeah, besides chinuch is when chinuch is the idea not to make a habit out of it. If you start making a habit out of it, then it can be not loy lahargiloy. That can be a problem of chinuch as well. But this is much more. This is derived if it's much more than chinuch. So let's come back to halacha lemaisa. So what's the best option to do? The best option, if this happened, is to ask a goy, better than a child. Ask a goy, tell him, yeah, you can tell a goy. You can even tell him, you don't have to be meramis to him, you can tell a goy, if you manage to find a goy, that I can't open the fridge, would you be able to open the fridge for me? The question is, why are you allowed to tell a goy to do it? It's a psikresha. Normally we only have Amir la'akum, Rabbi Adrabonon. This is a psikresha. He's going to open the fridge, automatically the light is going to go on. It's called a psikresha. We have a gewaltige chiddush, state in Mishneh Berurah, it's put down in the Taz, in Siman Reish of Gimel. When it comes to Amir la'akum, there is no problem of psikresha, even nichele. And the case is like this. It's then in Siman Reish of Gimel, talks about when those days they didn't have before the area of hot plates and keeping hot food for Shabbos. So the Ramah discusses that the minig was the goyim used to help take out they had ovens. The goyim used to take out the chulant from the ovens, and they used to put it on the Tanu Beis HaChoyrech. Now I've never seen one of these Tanu Beis HaChoyrech, but it's more of a heating. It's a Tanu which was used for heating system. Not heating purposes, not so much for cooking. But if something was on it, it could get cooked as well. So the first thing, you could tell a goy, put the ktera, put it on the heating.
Cold or hot?
Cold.
A cold cholent.
A cold cholent.
Uncooked. Raw, not
cooked. It seems it's been cooked. Ground the case is talking about it, it's been cooked.
Bishla.
Yeah, but let's say Dovalach. A yakish a cholent. Soup. Bonazoo, which is Dovalach, which yesh bishalach abishal. So he puts it on the Tanu Beis HaChoyrech, and then later on you tell the goy, it's cold here. And you take a genuine cold, and you're allowed to tell a goy to heat up an oven, letzoyach tzina, because hakol choylim esu tzina.
He can put on the cold.
No, only a goy. Only a goy has to put it. No, we don't allow that. Shtek mefurish. Because it's like echad nisin. One puts you're doing a mlocha together. One puts it on the stove and one heats it up. So he says al yidei Yisrael also the guy governor before Shemot. Only a goy has to do both stages. Stage number one, the goy puts the cold soup on the heating system. Then it gets cold. Gets cold already. So then we tell a shivcha, please heat up the room, heat up the house.
Like an electric plate, which you switch off. With a time switch, is going to go on later. Can you tell it? Can I put it on the switch off plate, which is going to go on later with the time switch?
Is it been cooked already?
It's been cooked already. But now, and that time switch is going to go on at 1 o'clock. So at 11 o'clock, can I put the cold chili on there?
Why is it any different to the dough?
I've got to think about that. It's been cooked already. It's Dovah Yosh.
But it's cold.
Yeah, it's Dovah Yosh.
So a cold kegel. You got a cold kegel.
Yeah, which Dovah Yosh.
And the time is just going to go on in 2 hours' time.
Yes, yeah, so you put it on when it's cold.
It's cold.
So chayav yirka, I think it's matzah. That'd be okay because ein bishalach habishal. It's going to go on. It's going to go on automatically.
It's going to heat up.
Yeah.
Unless you can wish a pantry and that's finished. It's
but
a wet
Shabbos, like, so
you're not allowed to use the
oven. Yeah, but we all use Shabbos,
like, so yeah. I'm saying that switching on the Erev Shabbos mechanism is just going to heat up on Shabbos.
Yeah, but it's been cooked. It's been cooked already.
Yeah,
been cooked. If it hadn't been cooked, and then David is right. And then when if it's been cooked already, and then bishlach habishal, then
not a wet soup or
chutney. No, not that. Yeah. Oh, but the gay here. Yeah. So let's focus it here. So it's in two stages. The guy puts something. Just put the kederis from the oven. Yeah. On Shabbos, yeah, puts it on the heating system. Let's put it on the heating system. Then it gets cold, and then we tell a goy, it's freezing here. Please heat up the oven. So that's mutter. Even though the keder is choizer v'nisochim, is also why shtei in taz, because the main kavona of the goy. Why is he heating up the tarabes lechayrev for heating? I said psikresha that it's going to get cooked. It's going to get warmed up again. It doesn't matter. We don't. Psikresha does not apply by the elisa of Amir la'achum. Yeah, Reb David. Yes. What was?
Why is the goy difference?
Difference between a goy.
The goy and the Shabbos off. Is there any difference?
Shabbos off has been set already. Been set beforehand.
It's
been organized beforehand.
So you mean to tell the goy before Shabbos? I'm trying to see the difference between the goy and the Shabbos kol. Why should there be a difference?
Yeah, in which and therefore, what? In which way would you like to add to?
I don't understand why can't I put on this kedera onto a cold surface? Is it cold? Or is it hot?
Cold now.
It's cold.
So why can't I put it on there first of all? The goy will come and turn it on. It's something else. I'm putting it on now. So what's the look? What am I doing?
Yeah, the Dosh David is also. I mean, the Yisrael is also.
Why?
Because I tell you, he says why? Because it's like echot shel echot nisim lakedera eish. It's like kilu. While they're doing it together. One puts the kedera, one puts the eish, which is. It's like you're only preparing the cooking. When the goy does it, he's heating the house. Mashenken, if the yid is doing it. So then, it looks more like bishul.
Now, the goy comes in an hour's time and turns it on. If we're doing it together, hey. If I put it on now, the goy comes along at 11 o'clock and turns it on.
It looks more like mitzvah cooking. It looks like more sort of like I'm preparing the bishul.
You say if you're trying to go back to Shabbos tomorrow, 11 o'clock, I want you to switch on the. Before Shabbos, tomorrow at 11 o'clock, I want you to come switch on the hot plate. And I put the children on the hot plate. I told the guy before Shabbos to do it. I haven't told one Shabbos to do it.
Okay, see, I'm not sure about all these things yet. I've got to, before I say, I've got to work them all out. I can't pardon him. The point what we want to bring up from here is that there's no issa of Amir la'akum by psikresha. There's no issa for me to tell a goy. The ink is the second stage number two. I'm telling a goy, please heat the house. Now, when he's heating the house, he's doing another pola, he's cooking the food. Doesn't matter, because he's not thinking about cooking the food. The food is going to get cooked.
I'm thinking of it.
You're thinking of it. Isn't that?
You're not doing
anything. But the goy is doing the mlocha. You just tell him, I'm cold. I'm doing the amira. So, but if I'm telling the goy to heat the heating, and this the heating, he doesn't heating normally you think is just for the heating. He doesn't think of so much about that cooking. That doesn't matter. It comes to psikresha, but it's, when it comes to Amir la'akum, there's no issa of psikresha. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says the same thing. We'll be talking mamash about this halacha in the chelik beis siman samaches. The same thing is by the light in the fridge.
Amir doesn't value whatever. It doesn't count at anything.
Amir la'akum is if
Amira,
I take
Amira, yeah, Amira, it doesn't come.
Amir la'akum is generally a problem, but if I'm asking him to do it, to tell him to do it, also Amir la'akum is not also. But I'm not telling him to do Adavasa. I'm telling him opening my fridge. Open my fridge, Segresha, inevitably the light is going to go on. That cloud, that God does not go into the Issa Bamir Al-Akum.
I thought you're supposed to say to him, there's a can of beer in the fridge, you can have it if you open the fridge.
That's another thing. Right. That's another thing. That's when he knows that he's doing an Issa, and he's doing it for himself. That's another stage. But we're avoiding, we're going much, we're going, we're avoiding that.
A fridge light comes on when you open it, doesn't it?
I mean, he doesn't think about that.
He doesn't need the light.
He doesn't think about it. 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 He thinks he's just opening the fridge. Doesn't think about it. So that's where Moshe holds it. So that's why if there is a goy around, it's best, if there's a goy around, best to use a goy. If there's no goy around, so that's why the first two problems, the first one was, well, Amir al-Akum, is when the psychoration, there's no problem. Now we're going, when there's no goy around, and the shaila is you want to ask a child who's lo yegei lechinuch to do it. Here, it's more of a problem, because we just said that there's a issa of safina cotton peidai. You're not allowed to give an issa to a child in your hands, in his hands. You're telling a goy, please, you're taking a lead. So this is a child now. Please open the fridge. Now here, yeah. So it's not going to help us. The Maestro, you're telling him to do an Issa. Yeah. So this is, and this Safinon is much more worse than Amir al-Akum. It's not just Amir al-Akum. It's a Deraisa, which we learn out from three places in Torah, from Shrotzim, from Dam, and from Thomas Koinim, that there's an Issa to give an Issa to Safinon when you're dying. So that would l'chair apply even by a psikresha. So how does it work about to tell a child to open the fridge? We don't have this heter of Ramosha that there's no issa of Amir al-Akum by psikresha. Because here there's a proper issa of Safina lebiyadayim. You mustn't give a child an issa in hand. And this is an issa happening. So this would apply by psikresha as well. So here comes a chiddush. And this shape in Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein says in the Sefer, in Melachim HaMunayich, that on Shabbos, when a man does an issa misasik, he doesn't realize, I'm lifting up something which is live on the ground. And it happens to be attached to the ground. So you're over this Talisha, that is an issa misasik. Rabbi Kivega says, even though generally misasik kol ha-Torah kula is only an issa drabono, only an issa is also min ha-Torah. When it comes to Shabbos, melechas machsheves of ha-Torah, Shabbos is only also when it's a malach with machshava, misasik is only issa drabonon, and therefore says Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein like this. It's and with the shittas harashba hold that by issa drabonon we are more makel. By issa drabonon we're allowed to give a child the issa biyadayim when it's a tzoyrech for the tinek. So if the child needs some food of the fridge, then we can be makel. And tell a child, please open the fridge, even though it's like Be'etzim this of Safina Biyadayim, you're telling him to open the fridge. But since Lemaisa, we say it's only an Issa Drabonon, and it's a big Chiddush. Why is why on Shabbos is it gone down, putting on the light from Issa Daraisa to Issa Drabonon? Because it's Misasik. Because I'm busy something else, I'm opening the fridge. The light goes on. I didn't b'chlal think about such a thing. So that goes down from Issa Daraisa.
You know the light's going to go on.
Pardon?
You know the light's going to go
on. You know it's going on.
I didn't know with that.
We know it's going to go on. But I'm not busy with that. I don't think about it.
I'm not thinking about it.
Don't think about it.
You don't realize it.
Don't
realize it. What does this room know?
You realize it when you open up
the open. The child doesn't realize it.
I realize that he's doing it for me.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. But Miss Asik looks at the one who's doing it. The child thinks, I'm opening the fridge. Could be other problems. Motor, he doesn't want to hurt. So he opens it. So Miss Asik takes away the Isidraisa. So it's only Isidrabonon. And Isidrabonon. So we allow Isidrabonon, Safinon, Isidrabonon, when the child needs something to eat from the fridge as well. It's got to be that something, the child also needs something from the fridge. Then we can be makel with the issa drop, to tell the child to do it. But there's one more, this is the major thing. That is all, if it's not your child, or not, perhaps I'll add, not your enikel. But to tell your child to open the fridge to take something, we have an additional problem of the Daraisa of Shvisas Benoi. And as we mentioned, Shvisas Benoi applies even if I don't tell him to do it. But if I know this, I know that my son is doing something for me, I have to stop him. So that's Vochomatic. So even though, yes, it might be Mesasik, but we only make up, the Rashba's only make up a Mesasik, because the Rashba says that this. Because the Rashba goes like this, the Cheshbon Rashba before, and he said, because the Issa of Kot Noichan Avilis, I don't have to really stop him. I don't have to stop him if he does it himself. Just what there's the Issa of Safin and Biadayim, so when it's Issa Drabonon, and the Tzerech, there's no Safin and Biadayim. But when it comes to your own child, you're dealing with much more of a Chomadika Issa.
Even
as a cotton, because the Torah says, I am a tzuva, leisasa kamalocha, we say in Kiddush, everyone, leisat kamal atovim chavitecha. So I have to see that my child doesn't do a malocha for me.
Even shleigerechinach.
I have to see that he doesn't do a malocha for me. So therefore, we don't have really the heter. It's not going to help the heter of Mesasik. Because I'm even the topic we'll say it's mitrabonon, but it's much more chomadik, because the whole thing him doing the issa for me is better to me issa daraisa. So therefore, one should avoid asking one's own child or one's own enikel, but one should tell. You can tell somebody else. You can go out of the room and tell somebody. You tell my child to open the fridge, and then the child doesn't think he's doing it. He's doing it for the father, he's doing it for the other person. And then when there's a tzorach and the child has benefit, then one can have a noah from it. And Agav, at the end of the tshuva of Rav Moshe, very interesting, he brings from Rav Henkin, he says, Rav Henkin said, whenever a fridge is making a noise, not going off the point, another thing, whenever a fridge is making a noise, there's no problem opening it on Shabbos, no chashash of the motor.
Even with the lights on.
No. I'm going over to a different subject. Without any light. Different subject at all. The same tshuva of Rav Moshe without the light. Stamazay. Talking about fridge and shelves.
Why?
Going, what are you worried about? This is worried about. But worried about opening a fridge will cause the fridge to the motor to go on. When it's not working,
maybe the light itself could be brought to the rabbun and to Goyim, because the direct opening of the door is causing a button to be released, and therefore it's not much a inspiration, a direct act, it's only a Goyim. Yeah. So now you bring it to the rabbun without coming to the kiddah of the sase, you bring it to the rabbun for that.
It's mamash instantly. It's instantly.
Yeah, but it's not pressing the light switch.
It releases, you know.
It's opening the door, and the door is causing the light switch to be one stage removed.
It depends what you call groma, exactly how you learn groma. The same Shiloh, but stomachs are opening fridge. Exactly how near or how far apart to call it groma.
Sure.